WPRN Wisconsin Watcher documenting the lives of Wisconsinites in this unprecedented time with a series of audio diaries called Outbreak Wisconsin. As nursing homes across Wisconsin introduced procedures aimed at controlling the spread of coronavirus, such as restricting visitors and canceling group activities, the goal was to keep residents healthy and safe. 85-year-old Beverly Bleets lives in a senior living facility in northeastern Wisconsin and has been struggling to adjust to the new rules and restrictions, mourning the loss of her independent life.
My name is Beverly, and I'm 85 years old, living in a senior independent living facility in northeast Wisconsin. My husband of 65 years passed away a year ago, and prior to that time, I'd been his caregiver 24/7 for nearly 5 years. Once it was clear that he'd never leave the skilled nursing facility alive, I sold our four-bedroom house on 12 acres and moved to independent living apartments to be close to my husband. I understand that given enough time, we humans adapt sooner or later to our circumstances, and I began to transition to my new life without my husband in a 680-square-foot compartment, I called it. I perfectly matched the average age resident here at 85, but may be unusual as being one of about 20% who still drive a car, and I love it. Before the pandemic hit, I had just returned from a driving trip to Florida, and on returning to my apartment, I learned for the first time that my so-called independent living arrangement is indeed governed by nursing home rules. I'm not only quarantined, but my environment is completely locked down. And the freedom I'd hoped and planned for was not to be. I don't know. Clearly, my adjustments to small living quarters, community living among my own age group, and even widowhood proved to be incidental to losing my freedom. I totally get the reasons for the lockdown and understand what has to happen to keep me and my neighbors safe and well. And while I'm realizing that life will never be the same for anyone, I worry about how many days remain for me on Earth. And I grieve for the time that's being wasted and my opportunities that are lost. On the TV local news this morning, I'm hearing the virus has gained momentum in my state and now my county. And as a member of the most vulnerable population, I've become fearful for my family, suspicious of my closest friends, and I've become more reclusive, which God knows is not my nature. I'm a hugger. I hug trees, animals, strangers, and I tell people I love them because loving others is something that makes me feel loved. Under the nursing home governance, the rules forbid us to go to the dining room, the grocery, the pharmacy, even to keep our walks on campus. At the outset, my resentment knew no bounds, even as I'm aware of why. The leash just doesn't fit. I keep telling my adult children that while we don't have control over the virus, we do have control over our attitude toward our circumstances. Practice what I preach. Getting control of myself and my disappointment is very challenging, and I'm really tired of reminding myself to act like a grown-up.
This story is a part of Outbreak Wisconsin, a new series from WPR and Wisconsin Watch.